Now today we're talking about something very, very dear to British people's hearts. We're talking about tea. And talking to me today, I have Dr. Catherine Rutland. Hello.
Hello.
Now you have been doing a bit of research on sugar in tea. Tell us what the research has shown.
Yeah, so Denplan has been doing some research highlighting that many people are adding sugar to their diets on a daily basis without realising it. And cups of tea that we have frequently during the day and the sugar that we add to it. So what we're seeing is that people are adding it, not thinking about it as added sugar in their diet, possibly having a sort of mid-afternoon sugary snack with it as well. And it's massively increasing the frequency of sugar intake during the day that is obviously a big risk as far as tooth decay is concerned.
I can see why people would forget about that extra bit of sugar, because you're having a drink, so you sort of think, oh, well, it's not, you know, it's not a can of fizzy pop, so it's not that bad. It's actually a cup of tea. How many people are being affected by, you know, too much sugar and too much tea?
Yes, well, from the perspective of tea, it's been shown that 10% of people who are adding sugar at serious risk of tooth cavities because of the frequency that they're having it. As I say, if you're having it three times a day, sort of separate to a meal, then you're really loading your body up. The body's quite good at coping with a certain amount of sugar. So the bacteria in our mouths, the problem is that they feed on the sugar and produce harmful acids, and it's that that causes tooth decay. The saliva will naturally buffer that, but it takes about an hour or so to neutralise those acids. So if you then have another cup of tea with some more sugar in it, or a bit of snack, then you're massively increasing your chance of tooth decay.
Well, that's a shame, because a cup of tea, I'm a half sugar girl. I've been quitting for I think about 4 years, but I've got as far down as half a sugar. And that paired with a couple of chocolate hobnobs, well, that's absolutely beautiful.
Yes, beautiful for you, but not so beautiful for your teeth, I'm afraid. And obviously, also, there are the general health effects of sugar as well. We as a nation do eat far too much sugar. The World Health Organization advises that we should only have about 5% of our energy intake or calorie intake a day from sugar. And that's only actually about 30 grams, which is about the same as in a single glass of apple juice or one single can of cola. So if you think about the majority of people, they're going to be having far, far more sugar than that.
It seems that we do have quite a sugar addiction. I've seen here, amongst all the stats that's been thrown out, more than a quarter of Brits couldn't last a month without it. And 16% of people said they'd rather give up sex than sugar.
Yes, not great, is it?
Not
so
fantastic.
We are very hooked, yes. I think the thing we have to be careful of as well is that all the hidden sugars that we eat. So your natural sugars, your intrinsic sugars, like a whole piece of fruit and so on, and the sugar that's in milk is not so bad for you. It's all the extrinsic sugars, the sugars we add. And you do need to be careful, because what's happened is as fat has been reduced in diets, of course, fat's very tasty. So the manufacturers will put sugar back in some shape or form to improve the taste. Do be careful as well of fruit juices. We are becoming a nation of smoothie drinkers, and fruit juices, you do need to be very careful about the sugar content of those. As soon as a fruit is pureed or juiced, it removes the beneficial fiber that offsets the natural sugar content, and it is then as bad for you as putting in refined sugar. So don't get caught out by thinking, oh, I'm having a nice fruit juice or a nice smoothie and that's nice and healthy.
Yeah, they can be a bit sneaky, can't they?
They can.
So what are we doing then? I know you're doing something called Sugar-Free September. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's Denplan are doing this really to raise awareness, to make people think about how much sugar they are having. Be honest with yourself and really look at it. Don't try and kid yourself that honey and maple syrup are natural, so they're not as bad for you, because they are. So it's making people think. There is on Denplan's main website, denplan.co.uk, there is also a microsite, Sugar-Free September, sugar-free-september, if you want the direct link. And that on there is a lot of tips and hints of what you can do to replace your sugar, how you can cut it down, recipes for cakes and so on that have got not added sugar, putting a natural sweetener like xylitol in. So it's really just focusing people on, especially from the perspective of oral health, but certainly obviously it's going to be very good for their general health as well.